Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, I'll be honest. This doesn't really feel like Easter, does it? As you know, we'll be slowly starting to get back together in person next week on April 11th. And I imagine you're thinking what I'm thinking. Oh, if only we could have got together today on Easter Sunday. That would have been great. Yes, it would have been great. We have fond memories of other Easter celebrations here. We remember being together here in person. We remember the Easter lilies and the Easter breakfasts and the Easter egg hunt. We remember it being a wonderful, joyful celebration. And it would have been nice if we could have had that again today. But sadly, it didn't turn out that way. But as I was thinking about this Easter Sunday online, it dawned on me that maybe it's not so bad that we're doing it this way today. That desire for normalcy was the same feeling that the women at the tomb had that first Easter. Right, that Easter didn't go the way they were expecting it to either. I mean, think about it. Jesus had died, so the women were coming to do the customary thing of taking care of the body. And I imagine they had done this for other bodies before. This is just what people did after someone died. It was the expected thing to do. But they had some concerns about how they were going to do it. In particular, they wondered who was going to roll away the stone for them. So these women were asking practical questions about how to do their regularly scheduled lives, which is very much like our life back in early 2020, before the pandemic. We were planning to do our regularly scheduled things like we always did. And we were asking questions about how it was going to get done. Like, when will we have our first communion class? What will our Holy Week and Easter services look like this year? How are we going to do vacation Bible school this summer? These were our basic logistical questions that we were trying to figure out. But then, of course, life did not go the way we expected. The same thing happened for these women. They approached the tomb and saw that the stone had already been removed. Well, that shouldn't be that way. Then they tentatively entered the tomb and saw a young man dressed in white. Now, who was he? What was he doing here? He shouldn't be there. The text says that the women were, quote, alarmed when they saw it. Now, I imagine that's a really nice way of putting it. I bet they were just freaking out instead. But this man in white tells them that Jesus has been raised and he isn't here. The tomb is empty. Now, of course, to our ears, that news of the resurrection is the ultimate good news. But at the time it was first delivered, it was bad news. Right? The man in white was telling the women that life was not going the way they expected. They would not be able to anoint the body like they were planning on. What was even worse was that there was no body there to be anointed to begin with. I mean, one of the big certainties in life is that dead people stay dead. And if even that isn't true anymore, then what can we hold on to? So it's understandable why these women were so confused that day. Notice how the gospel reading ends. So they went out from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's where the Gospel of Mark originally ended, with the women being too scared to say anything to anybody. Well, of course, later people thought, well, that's not the end of the story. They had to tell someone. So both a shorter ending and a longer ending were put at the end of the Gospel of Mark. And we know it's true. The women had to say something. The good news of the resurrection did spread, so they had to tell it. But their first reaction was fear. It was terror. It was unbelief. And maybe it was even denial. This is not how life was supposed to go. Many of us felt that way, and maybe still feel that way about pandemic life. Like some people refuse to trust the science and listen to the doctors. Some people refuse to wear the masks. Some people deny that this is as bad as it really is. Why? Because this isn't how life is supposed to go. This is a major change, like finding an empty tomb, and they don't know what to make of it. We're terrified, or filled with terror, like these women were. But you know, I think that the state of our world right now, with all of this terror and uncertainty, is actually the perfect setting for the Easter story. And I think in a wonderful example of God's timing, that it is strangely appropriate that we are not gathered together in person today. Yeah, it would have been nice to be here 1 week sooner than we were planning. It would have been nice to be here for Easter. But Easter is not really about the lilies and the breakfasts and the egg hunts. Easter is about the promise that the man in white delivered to the women. Listen again to what he said. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Just as the tomb was empty that first Easter morning, so too is this sanctuary here empty. And here I am, a man dressed in white. And there you are, like the women, coming here longing for something normal. But the message is the same for you as it was for them. Jesus isn't here right now. Instead, he's going ahead of you, out into the world. Go and tell others that you can see him out there, just as he told you. The women thought that Jesus would be found there in the tomb. They thought that they would be able to anoint his body and do things like they always did. And we thought that maybe we'd be able to get back together in person today for Easter Sunday. But resurrection changes things. In the same way, God is bringing about resurrection life to us too. Had we been able to gather together in person this morning, then maybe we would have seen this Easter to be like all the other Easters we've had. It would have been a great morning together, but then maybe we would have forgotten about it. and the week would have just gone on, and it wouldn't have made a difference. But today, though, as you are participating in this service at home somewhere in the world, you can look around right where you are and see that Jesus is alive and well in the world. Now, at first, the women, they didn't know what to make of that. And maybe we don't either. This is certainly not how we thought things were supposed to go. But that's the thing about resurrection. Resurrection is not a return to how things used to be. It's not when we go back to normal. Instead, it is a brand new life. The old has died and the new has come. Our previous way of life, our so-called normal, is dead. Instead, we have a new normal, a new life. Or, to say it another way, Jesus is not limited to this building and this sanctuary here. Instead, he is with us out in the world. He is with us in our homes, when we wear our masks in public, when people get their vaccine shots. He's in the world when parents help their kids with school at home. He's in the world when we're intentional about reaching out to our neighbors and connecting with them. He is in the world when we forgive others for the emotions they've dumped on us during this pandemic. When we do start getting back together in person next week, it will be wonderful. But it will not be like it was in early 2020. It will be different. It will be new. It will be a rebirth. St. Paul Lutheran Church is being reborn through the death and resurrection of Christ. And like newborns, it may take us a while to learn how to walk. We'll be taking some baby steps as we restart our life together in person. But that's okay. It is still a wonderful new life. And so, yeah, it might have been good for us to be gathered together today instead of next week. But because we aren't here together today, we can look around us and see that the risen Christ is meeting us in the world right where we are. Yes, life is different, and things are not going the way we expected or planned. But that's how the women at the tomb felt that first Easter too. In the midst of their terror and uncertainty, there was also amazement. They saw that God was doing a brand new thing, and that God was bringing new life in an incredible way. God is doing a wonderful new thing here at St. Paul, too. And I look forward to seeing where God leads us in this new life together. Resurrection is real. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the one who goes ahead of us and brings us to new life, Jesus Christ our Lord.